Welcome to this podcast series from Barlow McCarthy. We're sharing ideas from physician relations leaders across the country about the deployment of their teams, the work they are doing, and the insights they're learning with COVID-19. Now here is Susan Boydell with today's interview.
Today's podcast guest is Mario Herrera. Mario is a practice liaison with Advanced Radiology in Connecticut. So pretty close to ground zero on all of this. So welcome, Mario. Thank you for your willingness to share your insights today. Needless to say, we are in very unprecedented times for sure. And I'm sure you've already been pulled from the field and are working from home. Is that correct?
That's correct. We were pulled from the field last Monday.
We've been talking to a lot of liaisons all over the country and thought it might be really good to gather your insights on what you're experiencing in the ancillary world. So with that, I'd like to just hear a little bit of your thoughts on the changes you've experienced since Monday. Probably a daily thing, but if you could just share some of your insights from the ancillary world, that'd be great.
Sure. Following your podcast, it really started to accelerate my thought process in trying to figure out different ways to do what we do. And you know, liaisons are usually face-to-face, heavy contact with referring physicians, their staff, their managers. So for us to take us off the road, I think it's disconcerting. It certainly was to me. And after doing this for 20 years, I sat down and said, well, I got to figure out a new way to do this. I've been using LinkedIn, emails, phones, and working my physicians, my referring to physicians, to let them know how our group was handling the COVID crisis. And because we're a radiology group, we're doing a lot of chest x-rays, we're doing a lot of chest CTs, and these are the primary patients who are going to be appearing with coronavirus.
So yeah. You're providing a lot of really good intelligence, because I'm going to gather that at the same time, you're still busy. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a number of projects for my CEO and with in partnership with my partner, Ted Fitzgerald, and we're out sort of using the phones to do the outreach, using emails to do outreach. And the response that we're getting from the referring community has really been dramatic. Poignant in some cases. There's a lot of miscommunication, but in all cases, when we're reaching out to these referrings, who we've had relationships with for years, they're very appreciative and very struck by our outreach.
Can you share a little bit about what you've been hearing from your referring physicians out there? Any specific needs that they want, or is it just good communication?
Good communication, I think, is, you know, fundamental in any relationship. When I'm talking to managers, and these are managers of primary care, orthopedics, neurology, they run the gamut of every specialty. Everybody's dealing with the situation a little bit differently. I mean, they're all following the general guidelines in terms of patient safety, maintaining, clean workplaces, exercising, hand washing as a way to try to mitigate the spread of the disease. They're doing telehealth, and they're opening up their offices and their doctors in a way to, you know, try to slow down the amount of patients coming into their offices.
Have you seen more telehealth than you usually do during this time?
Most definitely. Especially the hospital groups with the resources are now using that tool as a way to really screen and minimize the amount of patients coming through their offices.
That's great. We hear so much more of that, and so it makes a lot of sense in your space. If you were to offer other liaisons a little advice during this time of uncertainty, what would that be?
Develop your action plan. Keep in contact with your leadership and make sure you have clear communications on how to engage your referrals. And one takeaway I had from the podcast last week was, this is not a time for growth, but it is a time to really cement or improve your relationships with your referring physicians, because they are appreciative. And everyone that I've reached out to thanked me personally for making sure that they had the information from our group and making sure that they were safe and had that we had concerns for them, because a lot of the people in the referring offices are feeling very vulnerable and they're scared. You can hear it.
That's really great insight. I think it says a lot about you, Mario, in terms of those relationships and how much they appreciate both what you provide and what your organization provides. So really, really great story. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate the few minutes that you were able to spend with us, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's podcast. For follow-up and feedback, join us on the LinkedIn group we've created called COVID-19 and Physician Relations. If you have topics of interest, or better yet, an idea to share with your colleagues, feel free to send us an email at info@barlamccarthy.com.